Now, we were talking a lot about dirt on the show, litter on the show, and Alex contacted us during the discussion we had. Very interesting story, Alex. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell us your story. What did you do?
I was waiting for my kids to come out of the movie house in Newton Arts, and there was four people sitting in a nice, shiny, lovely red BMW in front of me. And as they got out of the car, one of the men, he just crunched up his Coke carton, and the lady, she just put her empty carton of food underneath the car, and they walked off, and they walked towards the movie house, where they passed a great big bin, and I just saw a red mist, and I got out of the car, and I looked in the box, and there was gravy, and there was some chips, so I squeezed them all over the windscreen, made a right mess over the windscreen, and I made a hole in the bottom of the Coke carton and I hung it onto the aerial of the car.
You did what?
Yeah, and I felt really good about it.
So you took the dirt that he'd thrown out and you smeared it over his car?
Yes, his lovely, shiny, red BMW.
What did you stick in the aerial?
The empty Coke carton.
And you smeared what over his windscreen?
Gravy and chips.
Alex, that's not on.
Of course it's on.
It's really not.
Listen, it was the glass of the car. It wasn't the metalwork. Glass washes with soap and water. Somebody would have to clear up after them if they had left it lying on the ground. They were too lazy to take it with them and put it in the bin, which was a couple of hundred yards.
So he throws down a gravy chip on the ground.
Yes.
You left the gravy chip and smeared all over his windscreen.
Yes.
You take the empty Coke carton and you hang it on his aerial.
Yes. But then he'll have to clear it up instead of somebody expecting somebody else to come along after him and clear it up. I'm sure he doesn't sit in his kitchen eating his dinner and then throw the waste under his table.
I'd be very interested to see what our listeners think, whether people support you or not on that. 08459 555 678. Let us know whether you support Alex or not on this. 08459 555 678. Is this in character with what you normally do?
No, it's totally out of character, so it is.
What made you so angry?
I was so angry, it was just the red mist. I couldn't believe how lazy and how dirty they were. You know, taking such a... You know, his car was immaculate. It was beautiful. And then they got out and they threw their waste underneath it, expecting somebody else to clear up after him. No.
Here's Eileen on this from Hilltown. Morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Do you support Alex in this? Right, Eileen's just disappeared. We'll see if we can get her back. I wonder, Alex, if the police had have seen you, would you have been scooped for this?
No, it wasn't criminal damage.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. I'd think about it. Depends on whether the red mist came down or not.
There are loads of people calling me this. We'll see if we can get them all. Hurry up, Vinny! Goodness sake, Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Yeah, Alex is 100% right. Good on her. Good on her.
Thank you.
Yeah, more people should do that. The amount of people that are so me, don't care about anyone else. They wouldn't do it in their own backyard. They do it in anyone else's backyard. That's ridiculous. Well done, Alex.
I do ask the question, Jim, is this criminal damage?
Well, call it what you like. I mean, are they not causing criminal damage? They're leaving rubbish for someone else to pick up. You know, it's just scandalous the way people behave.
And you would do it, would you?
Yeah, I would do it, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
We all can't go around, you know...
No, well, we all can't go around throwing the rubbish out either, you know what I mean, Stephen?
Helen next as well.
That would be up their eyes in rubbish.
Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Helen.
I just wanted to thank the driver of the blue Jeep last night in Hillsborough. He very kindly towed me up the hill when I got stuck and slid down.
What do you think of this story, though?
Oh, it's a good news story, isn't it?
Thank you, Helen. Here's Adrian. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Adrian.
No, I don't agree at all with what she did.
Tell her why.
Would she have done that if they were standing there? Why didn't you go and confront them?
Well, Alex is on the line. You can speak to her.
Yeah, but why didn't you go and confront the people? You seen them get out of the car.
Well, why should I confront them?
Well, why did you?
I'm in my 50s. He's in his 30s.
Oh, so what? So what you did was totally wrong. Equally as wrong as what they did.
that was.
And I assure you, if you had done that in my car, I would have had you taken to the courts, no problem.
What for?
Well,
what did I do when you do law?
You were interfering with somebody else's property.
No, I wasn't. It's soap and water was all that's required.
And body work matter, you had no right to do that.
He had no right to throw it on the ground.
Well, then you should have confronted them and said, excuse me, do you mind picking up your litter? But any normal human being would have done.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have no problem. I would confront someone. But what you did was, it was wrong and not worse.
Harry and Palomina disagrees with you, Adrian. Go on, Harry.
No, I agree with the girl.
That's what I mean.
Yes, I thought she was right.
Well, Adrian's got off of one here. He disagrees with her. He would have taken her to the police.
Exactly.
Well, he can do whatever the hell he wants, but I'll tell you, if everybody would do it, they would be a bit more tidier about the streets of Belfast. And indeed, anywhere. She was right. They can sit in their fancy cars and eat the chips and gravy and drink their coke.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Harry. Will you stay there? You stay there. Adrian, you stay there too. And we'll let you two talk to each other straight after the news. You want to pick up the phone, 08459 555 678. Harry V. Adrian, after the 10 o'clock news from the BBC. Really interesting story we're in the middle of here. Alex was out and about and saw someone drop litter out of their car, threw a gravy chip and a can of Coke out of their car. So they go into the shop. Alex gets out of her car, takes the gravy chip, smears it all over that driver's windscreen when he wasn't there, and hangs the can of Coke on the aerial. Some of you have been calling Alex to support this. I wonder whether it's criminal damage. Harry, you're in Ballymena, you support her. Adrian, you don't. And I would be quite keen for you two to debate this out. So, Adrian, would you like to speak to Harry this morning? And Harry, would you like to speak to Adrian? Harry, tell Adrian why you support Alex.
Because that's where Alex was right, so she was. This is happening everywhere. They sit in their fancy cars, whatever sort of car they have, and they're eating their chips and they're throwing chips out that they don't want, and they're rolling chips up in their bags or gravy and their cans of Coke, etc., etc. And They drive away, and maybe there's a bend a couple of yards down the road.
But does it make it right what Alex has done, Adrian?
I think it's right. I want to do it.
Well, that's number one. I would nearly say it's criminal damage. Number two, why didn't the lady confront the people? She's seen them. She's seen them walking away. Why didn't she confront them? It's just tit for tat mentality here in Northern Ireland. That's the problem.
Olivia in Hollywood, you don't agree either. Tell us why. Hello, Olivia. Oh, Ronnie and Carrie Duff. Well done, Vinny. Come on, can't even put somebody through on the phone. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Stephen, that lady deserves a CDM. She's 100% right. When you listen to all the do-gooders here, do-gooders there, if I was with that lady, I'd have done exactly the same thing. One wee tip for other people, if you see it been done yourself, lift the chips. And you don't have to even graze the whole windscreen. Just pull the wipers.
This is ridiculous.
Back.
You cannot say this. You cannot do this. This is criminal damage. And we'll actually ask the police.
It's not criminal damage.
I'm going to ask the police.
It's not criminal
I'm
damage.
I'm asking the police.
Well, you ask the police. Well, it's not criminal damage. The woman's 100% right. So there's so many dirt balls in Northern Ireland. And they just get away with blue murder. And furthermore, too.
Surely you have to leave it to the authorities to punish someone for dropping litter.
Give you a perfect example, Steve.
This is the law of the jungle.
I'm going down the Carriduff Road yesterday, so and I sees a car with a number plate which says BUNNY, all side by side on it, one.
Hold on, stop. No, we can't talk about that. We cannot talk about that, so don't. Olivia in Hollywood, go ahead, Olivia.
Hi, just listen to your programme there, Stephen.
Yes.
Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't believe that woman should have taken it into her own hands to do what she done. They both could find themselves up in front of the judge. The BMW man, had she taken down his registration number, I don't know, and herself, I don't know whether it would be criminal damage or not, but being sort of like a rebel with the law in my earlier days, I do know that this here would not work. You know, does she go out, where does this here stop? Does she go out in the mornings and police this, that or the other thing to be stare down the road stopping traffic? No, two wrongs do not
stay there, Olivia.
Right.
That's the point, Ronnie, isn't it?
It's not the point at all, so it's not. I mean, again, I'm going to tell you something, Stephen. I'm coming back to where the normal police force who today see these things and do little about it, or if anything at all, And as far as criminal damage is concerned, you should check that out legally with somebody, because I don't think it is criminal damage.
Go on, Olivia.
Well, to me, if anybody would damage my car, I would actually say that there was criminal damage.
Well, you're not damaging the car for a start.
That's the first thing.
All you're doing is putting the smear over the windscreen, which makes it unusable for the customer who owns the car.
The windscreen was destroyed, the window wipers or whatever it is. You don't know. You weren't there. I know is that two wrongs do not make a right, and this lady taking the law in her own hands is totally wrong.
Well, I totally disagree with you entirely, because, for example, if you had to come out on the street and stepped on and slipped on those chips and broke a bone in your body, how would you look at it then?
Is really hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Everything's hypothetical.
What you're also doing, if you're smearing gravy on a windscreen, let's not forget you are stopping someone having a clear view out their windscreen.
And it will make them think twice about doing it again.
They could have an accident, so they could have gone along there with a greasy screen, and goodness knows what happened. A bigger accident than the one of me slipping.
If I were the type and had a car and I had thrown these chips on the ground, somebody put them on my windscreen, I'll tell you what, I would have thought twice about it from there on in.
We're talking here about a lady who done what she done. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Listen, we're not talking about throwing paint in the windscreen or anything else. We're talking about chip grease. For goodness sake, catch yourself on. There's enough do-gooders in this country at the moment who get us nowhere under the sun.
Exactly.
It's near time the public started taking action. If our local police force don't take action, the public should.
Intervening in the police's job.
It's not the police's job. What did you say there?
Sorry, you were calling me a do-gooder?
Yes.
I'm saying to you that there was another do-gooder intervening in the police's job.
It's not the police's job, is it? It's a council job.
And done what you done, or else confronted the driver. But, oh no, they balance a coke can on a windscreen. And we don't know what was behind it all. We don't know.
Pat's in Sainfield. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I'm just listening to that debate there, you know. The lady, all right, she should have called over to them and asked them to pick it up. Simple as that, right? But because I had done the same thing with a couple parking in here.
But you don't know how they're going to react to you. They could be hostile at the end of the day.
Yes, but at the same time, you've had going in and approached them was fair enough. If they're hostile, ignore the situation then, you know?
I don't know if I'd have the cojones to go up to somebody and tell them to lift litter. I really don't. Alan in Seaford. Morning, Alan.
Hello.
I nearly bought a house in Seaford one time.
Hello. I'm following this whole debate.
That was a lucky escape for you.
I think there's so many people litter lights about, honestly, and I 100% with that lady. You say confront the person. If you confront that person, you're going to get dog's abuse, that's for sure. And confronting them isn't going to work. And contacting the police, by that time the police get there, the car will be long gone. Yeah. I'll tell you a story. I was on a bus coming from Strabane last year.
Strabane?
It was a double-decker bus.
What were you doing in Strabane?
Right at the back of the bus, there was a couple with a baby and a little boy.
Not you. Sorry, I was talking to someone else there, Alan, not you.
Hello?
Sorry, I was telling my team behind the scenes to shut up, Alan, just in case you thought it was you. Carry on.
Okay, and on the bus there was this couple with a baby and a little boy at the back of the bus. And we come all the way back from Strabane, right into Belfast. When they get off the bus, at the back of the bus, they left their bottles, their packets and a dirty nappy. The whole lot sitting at the back of the bus.
A dirty nappy?
A dirty nappy.
This is why I don't do buses. This is why I do not do buses. You should see what Vinny does in the bus. You wouldn't go near it.
Why the deer don't do the bus? The thing is, does it cost any more to take stuff? And if you bring it on a bus, take it off the bus. If you take it to the beach, bring it back.
There's one solution to this. Don't do the bus.
Don't do the bus. Whatever, Stephen. Whatever suits you. Anyway, that's my story.
What did you do when that happened, though? Did you lift the nappy?
No, I did not lift the nappy. I went to the back of the bus and looked. And I said to the drivers, the stuff's left the back. He says they do it all the time.
Oh, dear.
That's the way they leave the bus. Bottles, everything all over the bus.
That's a dirty nap.
So that was it. Anyway, that's the true story. Okay, no. Stephen, that's where I'm at.
Thank you.
I agree with the lady. I would have probably done much the same as she did. There are too many people leave everything lying behind them because somebody else will clean it up afterwards.
Absolutely.
And that's how they live.
And thank you. George in Belfast. Good morning, George.
Morning, Stephen.
I think I should. Do you know what I'm taking out of all of this? What follows here is that I should set up good citizenship classes throughout Northern Ireland, and I could lead them. I could inspire people to be a good citizen.
Well, just you tell them what would you do with your dampy chips and gravy thing just over your shoulder and the back seat.
What do you mean?
I mean, but were you your Kentucky boxes you just throw in the back of the car, I'm saying, rather than throw them in the ground?
I had the wee popcorn things the other day. They were gorgeous.
No, they are nice.
The wee man out of the drive-through says to me, do you want small or large? And I felt like saying, do you need to ask the question? What do you want, man?
What are you trying to suggest? You're some kind of example of a good citizen that we should all be striving to be like you.
I should take good citizenship charges.
We're talking about rubbish.
And charge for them.
You eat a lot of...
Let me make my point.
Who is?
Listen, do you see...
George is a licensed fee pair.
George is very rumpy.
Hold on a minute. Sorry, George, you from Northern Ireland?
I'm a licensed fee pair too. So
are you from Northern Ireland, George?
Yes, I'm the heart of Northern Ireland, the heart of the Empire, Shankill Road.
Then you're not taking part in this debate. That won't go down too well, will it?
No, enough. We'll let him make his point. Cause
Lord Hall is going to sack me, anyway. Isn't he? Well, like, he actually is going to sack me.
Do us all a favour if he did.
Lord Hall.
It's about time you were arrested.
Go ahead, George.
Here, on the debate, let me make a wee point on the debate. What if a relations fee pair started taking the BBC to court on the grounds that they weren't getting fair and even the hand this from the BBC? You know, that would be a main feed. But back to the criminal damage thing, you run a story last year, if you mean, the guy with a water pistol squirted the cop car and they done him a criminal damage.
I remember that story.
So the government may be on shaky ground there, and if this client and the BMW is bad enough to go to the Odyssey and ask for the CCTV, she's maybe done herself a bad turn there coming on about it.
Here, answer me this. You like your fast food and your takeaways.
Yes.
So that's what this was. This was a gravy chip that he stuffed under his car. And
yes.
Have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever disposed of your KFC or McDonald's or whatever wrappers outside of a bin? No. Have you?
I would wash the very wrapper.
That's a load of rubbish.
And I would tour around Northern Ireland.
Do you notice how he can't say no? He gives the politicians a hard time and he can't say no. And that's because he has done it. And he's afraid that someone will ring in and say, well, actually, I seen you doing it, Nolan. Did you not drive a convertible once?
If someone rang in and said, I seen you doing it, Nolan, then they would be using the wrong grammar, young Vincent. And they would say, I saw you doing it.
Sorry, George, I need to teach... See the way he's trying to distract me?
I need to teach these
kids
everything.
Move on to a different topic. Answer the question, Stephen. Have you ever disposed of rubbish in an improper manner?
What I would envisage me doing would be to wash the rubbish to find the least packed
bin. He has done it. You are a little out, just like that man in the BMW.
I would tour around... I would never drive a BMW. I would travel around Northern Ireland and try to find the least packed bin.
Can I tell the story about your convertible? Stephen used to drive a convertible.
A yellow one.
And it was full of rubbish, as his car still is.
It was a yellow car.
So do you know what he did one day? He was driving up the road and he put the roof down. And what happened to all the rubbish? It blew out and blew everywhere.
That was an accident.
Well, that is debatable. So there you go. You're just as bad. So you're a hypocrite for sitting there and giving that man the BMW a hard time.
Can I just say, George, I deny that story.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe it, George?
Well, I would say if anybody would be a bit truthful there in that one.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
The back seat, it all ties into the back seat.
Exactly.
Of the back car, so it does.
Yeah.
What are you alleging I've done in the back seat of my car, by the way?
Well, every time you get food or anything out there, and this is from your own... You admitted this yourself. When you finish any food, it's tossed over your shoulder into the back seat.
Oh, yes. I once found a chicken carcass in the back of the seat that had been there about a month.
Oh, see?
Danny tweeted when you were away, he found a Christmas present. Somebody give you a city beat in the back seat?
I would believe that. That's probably true.
Do you know what the moral of that story is, George?
You're a messy brute.
I used to get Christmas presents when I was in City Beat.
No, you get threats.
I don't get them anymore. Exactly. I actually don't get them anymore.
That's because you're not very nice.
I don't get any Christmas presents.
The threats come from the team.
I don't get any wee Christmas bonuses from the BBC.
Why would you get a bonus?
Well, why would I not?
Nobody else gets a bonus, as far as I'm aware.
It's the biggest radio show in the country.
I don't get a bonus. Editor doesn't get a bonus. Who?
George, anyway, thank you. Vincent, go you back to your little phone perch.
I'm away.
Good morning.